AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy, the 19-time champion jockey, joining me, Mark Walton, to look ahead to Saturday's racing. And what a Saturday we have as well. Great cards at Ascot and Haydock. We see the return of Sprinter Sakura, the new ones in action as well. And AP is on the line to look ahead to the action with me. How are you, AP?
Very good, thank you.
Good man. It's a great day of racing today, isn't it? I mean, the weather threatened to get in the way a little bit, but it all goes ahead and we've got some real superstars out today.
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, Sprinter Sakura being the main one, I'm sure everyone is looking forward to seeing him back. I'm not one of the people that's looking forward to seeing him, but I'm sure everyone else is looking forward to it.
Yes. What do you make of him coming back? I mean, when a horse comes back from a heart problem as he has, do you think they could ever be the same?
They won't know until they run, and that is the million-dollar question, if you like. They won't know until we see him today at Ascot, but obviously Nicky Henderson is happy with him, so he wants to let him take his chance.
Okay, well, we'll move on to that race in due course. The first race at Ascot this afternoon is the 12:40, and we start here with a Class 3 juvenile hurdle over 2 miles, and Top Notch heads the market at 2-5. It's 11-4 for Golden Doyen, 16-1 for Maxi T, and Ahio is 50-1 the outsider of the field. Top Notch won twice in France, made a winning British debut, and potentially another high-class juvenile for these connections. Nicky Henson's won 3 of the last 6 renewals of this race as well, so can you see past this odds-on favourite this morning?
Yeah, look, he was impressive in his 2 wins in France. The last of them at Ongar, and he was impressive. And then he obviously won well when he won at Newbury. This is only 4 runners, but it's a solid race all the same. Golden Doyen had been very impressive when he beat Hargam at Cheltenham in November. Before that, he won well at Warwick. It was a little bit disappointing last time at Chepstow in the finale hurdle, but he'll definitely give Top Notch plenty to do, but I think Top Notch's form is pretty solid, and his win at Newbury was pretty good the last day, so I think Top Notch deserves to be the short place favourite.
Okay, Top Notch then for AP in the opener. The second race at Ascot this afternoon is the 1:15. This is a Class 3 Novices Handicap Chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. The market is headed by Traffic Fluid, who's 2-1 from 3-1 this morning. King's Lad is 3-1 with Village Vic, 11-2 for Vivaccio, and 11-1 for Clondor Draft. Traffic Fluid's quite interesting. Progressive in France, was 4th of 5 on his British and stable debut in a Grade 2 here at Ascot, but this is easier this afternoon, AP. Do you see that making a difference?
Yeah, I think so. He's only got 10'4" as well. He's got a good weight. His first run, as you said, was okay at Ascot behind Petit Zig and Josh Hussle, as you said, much easier race today. A couple of horses in here that have been pretty solid. King's Lad of the Tizzards was a solid horse, won well at Fontwell last time. Beat Champion in Caviar. That was a decent enough run. Clondor Draft of Donald McCain's is another horse that was a decent enough novice hurdler, won a few times at Bangor and at Worcester, and Village Vic was the other one I thought was definitely worth a mention of Philip Hobbs's. He hasn't ran for a little while, but has got some good form. I think he hasn't ran for just over a year and a half, which is quite a long time. But when he did run last, he won well at Worcester. But I can see why Traffic Fluid's favourite, and he'll probably take a lot of beating.
Got Traffic Fluid to take a lot of beating in the 1:15. The third race is the 1:50, and this is a Grade 2 mare's hurdle over 3 miles. The betting is headed by Carol Spirit, who's 9-4 this morning. Bit of a puzzle, 4-1, 9-2 for Land of Vic, 5 to Mischievous Millie, 7-1 for Dark Spirit, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. It's your first ride of the day, AP. You ride Molly's a Diva for Kim Bailey, who's got some decent efforts in handicaps, but this is tougher company this afternoon. Are they expecting her to improve? Do you think you can get involved here?
Yeah, she needs to improve a lot to get involved. She's a solid enough mare. She's actually not got a lot to find with some of them on ratings, but obviously the likes of Carol Spurrell's rated 149, and Molly's Dave is 128. So we've got the best part of, we've got the best part of £20 to be finding. So a little bit to improve on form that way. She ran okay last time. Molly's Dave at Boss Last behind Fishing Bridge was a decent enough run, but as we
as I said, Carl Spratt, good impressive winner at Kempton, up a mare's listed hurdle there. And before that, had ran well, actually in this race last year behind Highland Retreat of Harry Fries, who's gone on to do well over fences. Of the others in the race that you'd mentioned, bit of a puzzle of Harry Fries is solid. Dirk Spurs ran very well last time at Sandown behind Aurora's Destival. That was a good run. Mischievous Millie was just back in third. So there's not much between them. Look, all-known form, Carol Spirit is the one they've all got to beat, and she'll probably win.
So Carol Spirit, the one to beat in the 150 then. Moving on to the 225 next race far on the card, which is the Kiltbrays Holloway's Hurdle, which is a Grade 2 limited handicap over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs. Gadla Victoire is the 4-1 favourite this morning. 9-2 for Le Mercury. Baradari is 5. 6-1 for Livius and Willem. And then 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. Gadla Victoire has the best form on offer here, but has to defy top weight against a few interesting French recruits and some with decent form in here, AP. How do you see the 225 going?
Yeah, he has got good form. He obviously won the Greatwood well. Was a little bit more exposed looking the last time at Ascot. He has got a lot of weight, but he's a very solid horse. I can see why he's well fancied. As you said, a few of the others that are going to be well fancied. Badari of Venetia Williams is one that I thought that had a very good chance. He's got some good form as well. Will like the soft ground. Again, was a long way behind Garvey Lictoire and Greatwood, but is much better off at the weights. He's one that I thought would definitely give him a lot to do. The interesting one was Willem of David Pipe's spell last time in a hurdle in O'Toy, and won a hurdle in Compiègne before that. Very interesting that David Pipe's starting him off here in a handicap. The other one of Paul Nichols is Le Mercury. He was a bit disappointed behind Lamy Surge in the Jerry Field and hurdle at Newbury. Before that, he'd won at a toy. So a couple of the French recruits that you mentioned here of huge interest. I like Badari of Venetia Williams. As I said, I think the ground will suit him. And I think he's got a very good chance.
Okay, Baradari for AP in the 2.25. The 3 o'clock is the big race of the day at Ascot. It's the Clarence House Chase, which is a Grade 1 over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Sprinter Sakura going even money about him this morning. Dodging Bullets is 11-4, 6-1 for Twinlight. Summersby is 8 and 50-1 for Grey Gold. Not too much between Tingle Creek winner Dodging Bullets and the runner-up on that occasion, Summersby. You ride Summersby, the Mick Shannon runner, who's a previous winner of this race. Twinlight's entitled to get involved as well. And then on top of all that, we've got the return of Sprinter Sakura, AP. So how do you see the Clarence House going?
Well, it is all about Sprinter Sakura, because on all the form that we know and all the form that we've got, he's rated a long way ahead of the others. His rating at the moment is 188, which is, you know, the best part of 15 to 20 pounds better than everyone else. It's actually 20 pounds better than everyone else. Even Dodging Bullets, 165. So Dodging Bullets won well in the Tingle Creek. He beat Somersby. There's not much between them. Twinlight won the Dial-A-Bet Chase in Leopardstown over Christmas, and he was quite good. And Grey Gold won at Chepstow, but has, you know, looked exposed enough last time, but that's got a handicap here. So look, it's all about Sprinter Sakura. If he's back to his best, then he will win, but that is the $1 million question that we don't know. So it's a watch and brief, and see how Sprinter Sakura goes. There's not much between Dodging Bullets and Somersby. Obviously I'm riding Somersby, so I'm kind of hoping that he can reverse the form, but it's all about Sprinter Sakura.
Okay, all about Sprinter Sakura then. In the 3 o'clock, the 3.35 is the penultimate race at Ascot this afternoon. It's a Class 2 handicap chase over 2 miles and 5.5 furlongs, a competitive handicap as well. Nice one, Frankie. Heads the market at 5-1, 6-1 for Tenor Nivenay. Ballinvarig is 13-2, 7-1 for Bobcat Billy, 8 for Fox Appeal, 11-1 for Eastlake, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You ride Eastlake here, AP. He was a previous course winner, but he's a little bit hit and miss, so can he get involved this afternoon?
Yeah, hopefully. He was a little bit disappointing last time at Cheltenham, and even before that at Chepstow. He ran okay behind Rebel Rebellion, another one of today's runners, of Paul Nichols's. Hopefully he can get involved. Nice one, Frankie. He's obviously one that has won at Ascot a couple of times in the past. He won last time at Cheltenham, won the big handicap chase there. But he's gone up a lot in the weights recently, so that'll hopefully bring him back closer to the field. Ballingbarrick was a horse that won quite well when he won at Kempton last time. He battled on well. He only just won a short head there, but he beat Shangari, a horse of Benicia Williams, which is well fancied up in Haydock. Bobcat Billy of Ian Williams, he won well last time too. Tenor Nivere of Venetia Williams' other runner is not without a chance too. I'm hoping Eastlake has got a good each way chance, but I think Ballingarry and possibly Rebel Rebellion at a bigger price. I think Rebel Rebellion's a bit of value at a bigger price.
Okay, a couple of options there then in the 3:35. The final race at Ascot this afternoon is the 4:05. We finish with the National Hunt Novices Hurdle Qualifier, a Class 3 event over 2 miles and 3 quarters. Outsam is the 4-9 market leader this morning. Bally Beaufort 10s, 11-1 for the Boss's Dream. Javert is 12-1 with Lessons in Milan, and 16s or bigger for the others. A 4-9 favourite here in the shape of Outsam AP. A comfortable winner on his rules debut at Newbury. The form of that race has been very well advertised since as well. Can you see past the favourite here?
Not really. Outsam, as you said, he beat Thomas Brown and T for 2, who obviously was a very impressive winner of the Lanzarote last week at Kempton. So it's very solid form. Of what the others have achieved, they've all got to improve. The Boss's Dream of Neil King's was second last time at Catterick behind Racing Europe. Bally Beaufort of Nigel Twiston Davis has decent enough form, was second last time at Ascot. That was an okay run. Lessons in Milan is obviously Nicky Henderson's other horse, and I couldn't see any reason why they'd think that would beat Outsam. Outsam deserves to be a very sharp price on his farm when you see it all the way.
Great. Outsam to take the lucky last then at Ascot. So that's AP's thoughts there. Let's just take a quick look ahead to Sunday's action in Leopardstown. AP's got a couple of interesting rides there. One of them in the 220, which is a handicap chase, a grade A handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. The betting looks like this. Fox Rock is the 5-1 market leader, 7-1 for Treat Yourself, Federici 8s, 9s for Back Off Mate, Biley Babe, who's AP's ride, another one at 9s, as is Follow Me Up to Carlo, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board, Biley Babe. AP was a good novice last year. She's improved in 3 big handicaps this term. Can she win this one?
Yeah, hopefully she's got a good chance. As you said, it's a very open handicap. She ran okay last time when she was third. A few of them, I suppose, some ticket of Sandra Hughes is a horse that's getting himself quite well handicapped again. He'll be remembered one well for Peter Fahey last time. He's not without a chance. And then obviously you have a Willie Mullins runner, Degora, who's been a little bit out of form, fell last time. Very open handicap. Arthur Moore's got a few runners in this. Treat Yourself, Back Off Mate, and Fever Pitch looks the best of his. Fever Pitch of JP's, he's only got 9-12. That's one of the reasons why I'm not riding him, obviously. Hopefully Beverly Babe's got a good chance. Very open handicap. I would think if I was looking down through them for the danger thing, he'd be remembered as probably the danger.
Okay, and the other race we're going to look at on Sunday is the 250, which is a handicap hurdle, extended handicap hurdle for horses rated 0-150. It's a Grade B event over 2 miles, and the market is headed by AP's ride, who's Snake Eyes, and that's 7-1 at the top of the market. 8-1 for Waxy's Dargle, KTT is 10s, 11-1 for Klondor Warrior, Rock the World and Shantou Ed are both 12s, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Snake Eyes won a listed handicap hurdle at Sandown on reappearance with you on board, AP. Nicky Henderson sent him over to Ireland. Do you see it paying off on Sunday?
Look, he's got a good chance. It's a £100,000 race. That's why he's gone. He was actually sixth in it last year behind Gil Gamboa. The race he won at Sandown, the form hasn't worked out particularly well, and Mora Maldo got well beat next time when he ran. Hopefully he's got a chance. JP's got a couple in here with good chances. Shantou Ed won well at Christmas over at Leopardstown. Battled on well. He's definitely got a squeak. And Wesley Dargle of Normeads, along with JP's, he's got a big chance too. Very open handicap for the money, as you'd expect. Follow the Sign is another one of Oliver McKieran's. I thought had a good chance with very little weight. Got Tinstone too. Got a £7 claimer on him as well. I'm hoping that Snake Eyes can prove good enough. But as I said, JP's got a number in here that have good chances, notably Waxy Dargo. I'm hoping Snake Eyes is the one. Rock the World is the other one of Jessica Harrington, I suppose, has a good chance as well. He was actually second to Shantou Ed last time at Leopardstown. Shantou Ed jumped the last a little bit better, so there's not much between them either. as I said, I'm hoping Snake Eyes is good enough to win.
Okay. There you go. That's the thoughts of AP. Thanks. It's been fantastic as usual, AP. Good luck today and tomorrow, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.